Thank you for tuning in to Fire, Shut Up My Bones, Good Morning. You know, there's something about the Word of God that when you preach it, you just can't help but to preach this Bible. It's flames in the body, and you can't help but to preach the Bible. Let's turn to Psalm 124. It says there in verse 1, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. The proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." Let's pray. Oh God, please teach us and preach to us today from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to preach a message entitled, "Who Gets the Praise When God Uses Man?" Who gets the praise when God uses man? Throughout the annals of the scripture, we see God sending men, using men to either free a nation or either give out the gospel. There are so many verses and scenarios on that I choose but a few out of those many wonderful, true biblical stories. Why does God use men when he can do it himself? It is said of the Bible that God is all powerful, but yet God uses men. Point number one to answer that question, God wants to fellowship with men. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 9, it says, "And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?" God wants to fellowship with us. He wants to fellowship with Christians 24/7. When you got saved, that is asking Jesus to save you. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You inherited the Holy Ghost. That is the third part of the Godhead, the Holy Ghost, and he lives inside you. The Bible says that Christ lives inside of you. God wants to fellowship with you 24/7. God appeared to Abraham in Genesis chapter 18. Let's look at that. Let's read a few things there. Genesis chapter 18. "And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in a tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes, and look, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself to the ground." Look at verse 8. This is when he had dinner with the Lord. "And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat." Notice the fellowship with Abraham and God. God wants to fellowship with us. He wants to fellowship with us in ministry. That is why God uses men. Point number two, God sends men because he wants to show his might to them. God wants to show his might to us, to you, to I. Go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. Here is 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. It says there, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth," the whole earth. Notice that. "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." There's more to the verse, "This King Asa is an idiot. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars." Beloved, God wants to show his might to you. What a privilege. What a privilege that God sees us and wants to show his might to. "What is man, God, that thou art mindful of him?" Oh, how the Lord loves us. Point number three. God gives us the privilege to know him and be used by him. John 17:15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. God wants us in this world to use us to spread his gospel message. Now, let's look at this. God sent a man named Joseph to rescue Israel from starvation. God has rained down manna from heaven. Surely he could have done this for Israel. But God is looking for a man to work with, to show himself strong to bless him. Oh, what a wonderful privilege it is to be used by God. God sent a man named Joseph to rescue Israel from starvation. The Bible says in Psalm 105, verse 17, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. Now remember what Joseph said in Genesis 50:20. But as for you, you thought it evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. God uses men, but in the end, God should get all the praise. Let us remember Psalm 124:1. I just read that. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, let us also say, because of God we're here. Let's not say, because of a ministry we're here. Because of brother so-and-so, we're here. Because of the Bush ministry, we're here. Because of the old paths, we're here. Everything should ultimately go to God. And we should say, because of God and his blessings, God bless the Bus Ministry, and I'm here. God bless the Old Paths Conference, I'm here. God sent so-and-so to knock on my door, and that's why I'm here. God used the radio program, and that's why I'm here. God used that gospel track, that's why I'm here. Not, if it wasn't for Trick Tracks, I wouldn't be here. That's what we should do. When God uses a man, we should praise the Lord. Psalm 115 verse 1 says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. We should never bring attention to ourselves. I did this, I did that. But unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. 2 Samuel 22:50. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. Mark 10:27. And they were astonished. Now look at this now. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? Here are a group of men asking the Lord, who can be saved? And here's Jesus' response. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, wow, what a warming effect in reading this passage when it says, Jesus looking upon them. Can you imagine the Lord looking upon these men desiring to be saved? He looks at them with care. With men, it is impossible. Beloved, man cannot save themselves. We didn't save ourselves. Jesus did all the work. God sent his son to die on that old rugged cross for every man's sins. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe this, you ask Jesus to save you. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But not with God, for with God all things are possible. Without God, nothing will be possible. God should get all the glory and praise. We cannot do anything without the Lord. Let us not rely more on a tool than God himself. And that is the problem with churches today. They rely more on a tool than God. They praise the tool more than God. In the Bible, God allowed the brook that was before Elisha to dry up. The brook dried up. Had God not allowed the brook to dry it up, perhaps Elisha would have relied on the brook instead of the God of the brook. Too many of us are relying on the bus to get people saved. instead of the Lord. Too many of us are relying on the podcast to get people saved. Too many people are relying on the gospel tract to get people saved. But when was the last time we all, beloved, asked Jesus to bless the bus ministry, bless the gospel tract, bless the podcast, bless the church service, and give all praise to the Lord so that we could see him do a great work? God deserves all the praise. John 15:15. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. God uses men, but in the end, you can do nothing. Some of the greatest pastors that we have known in our time, some of the greatest soul winners that we've known in our time, Tom Malone, Fugate, Dr. Ron Fenwick, Tom Fenwick, these men, Tut Tripp, these godly men that I have mentioned, get their source of power from the Lord. That is why the Bible says, for without me, ye can do nothing. And let's remind ourselves of this. For without me, you can do nothing. That me is Jesus Christ. We are powerless in the ministry without the Lord. Let us not rely on a tool more than God himself. The last point is this. Point number four, God sent David to battle. Now, the thing of it is, the Bible is so vast, so deep, that I have only chosen but a few out of the wonderful word of God about examples of God sending men and using them. But these men gave praise to God. I mentioned Joseph. He gave praise to the Lord. Now I'll mention David. It says here in Samuel 17:37, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he would deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. David no doubt trained. David no doubt spent time using the sling. But he gave praise to the Lord. It says, the Lord that delivered me. Hey, let me hit this again. We're in a bad state of mind when we can stand and say, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the bus ministry, and not include God into it. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my Sunday school teacher. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for my parents. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my pastor. No, my friend, God gets all the praise. We should say, we wouldn't be here if God didn't bless the bus ministry. We wouldn't be here if God didn't send that soul winner to my house. We wouldn't be here if my youth pastor didn't come to my house. We wouldn't be here if God didn't send that youth pastor to my house, or that pastor, or that soul winner to my house. God gets all the praise. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for the Lord that delivered us from the devil. God gets all the praise. 1 Samuel 17:45. Then said David to the Philistine, thou camest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. You see, David's enemy Goliath came to David with tools. Christian, are we trying to fight the devil with our own tools, our own ministries? We need more people on the bus route. No, we need more people that love the Lord. The more you love the Lord, the more you want to do for the Lord. You know, the problem with preaching a message like this, a lot of people now probably think I hate the bus ministry. I don't hate the bus ministry. My dad was a bus kid. If it wasn't for the Lord, he wouldn't have gotten saved and I wouldn't be here. That's what I am trying to say. I see it all over churches and on social media. I saw one post. One guy said, we're thankful for the old pads. That's why we had 400 something people in church. Well, in that post, nothing was mentioned of Jesus Christ. You know, we should brag about, and I'm about to get to that in Psalms 44. I'm getting ahead of myself. We should brag on Jesus. Amen. We shouldn't brag on some missionary, right? We should brag about God who sent that missionary, who did wonderful works, because that missionary loves the Lord. I hope people understand what I'm trying to say, because messages like this have caused my beloved brethren to be mad. Samuel 17:45. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But notice that David doesn't rely on his own strength, his abilities, and his sling. Although I do believe that David was good with these things, because it says David said to Saul, I can't use the armor. I have not proved these. That means test them. He never trained with them, but he trained with the sling. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. David relied on the strength of the Lord. Don't praise the instruments. This is the last group of verses I'll read. Psalm 44. And there's so much, beloved. Oh, my goodness. That's the hardest part about preaching. You know, but I like what Pastor Fugate said. If the Bible only mentions it one time, it's still right. God's word is still right. Psalm 44. This is a psalm in that Korah was inspired to write. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us, what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old, how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of the of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God, my command deliverances for Jacob. Through the will we push down our enemies. You see, this man is giving praise to the Lord. Through the will we push down our enemies. Through God, beloved, we will have people in church. Through God, beloved, people. By the way, I'll mention it for some other time. Through thee, O God, will the bus be filled. Through thee, O God, will God bless those gospel tracks. Through thee, O God, will God bless the radio ministry. Through thee, O God. God, brag on the Lord. Through thee. And that's what this man is doing. Korah, we push down our enemies through thy name. Everything that we do is through Jesus' name. Through the name will we tread them under the rise up against us. Yeah, that we will tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow. You know, there's people that act to believe, and I have said, and I have actually heard this said before, that if more people are on the bus route, we'll have less serial killers, less murderers in the world. What is that? That's relying on a tool more than the Lord. It says, for I will not trust in my bow. They said, if more people came out soul winning, okay, why don't we pray like this? It said, Lord, bless those that come out soul winning so that more people can get saved. We need you. We can pass out 100 tracks, but if you're not with us, it's meaningless. The Lord gave the increase. Amen. That's what the Bible says. I've watered. I forgot the rest of the verse, but God gives the increase. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us. Listen to that. It says, but thou hast saved us. I've heard people say, and I read comments like this on social media, and I've heard many people say this. I read it this week. A stranger who I don't know, but no doubt a brother in Christ, said, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the bus ministry. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for my pastor. Oh, no, brother. We should say, but thou hast saved us. Saved us. The Lord is the reason why we're here. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the Lord Jesus Christ. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. Now, look at this last verse. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Selah. Selah means to think about it. Let's dissect that word boast. Psalm 144, verse 8. Boast. The word boast, it means to be clear, to shine, to hence to make show. It means to shine, to be boastful, to praise. Guys, in other words, we should make the Lord shine. We should brag about our Lord. In God, we boast all day long. What are we boasting about? Are we on social media all day bragging about us? For example, I was at Dunkin' Donuts today, and bless God, I was able to lead so-and-so to the Lord. Thank God for the old pads. Bless God, I was out here sowing in. Some of you need to come out sowing in, and these people get saved. If it weren't for me sowing in, people wouldn't get saved, right? 100 people rode the church bus this morning. If it weren't for the bus, I wouldn't be here. What are we bragging about? Are we bragging more about the Lord or the tools of the ministry? That is the trend that I'm seeing in churches. You say, Darian, how do you even know this? Guys, that's the fallacy of having Facebook sometimes or Twitter. Every soul I'm now seeing, whether it be pastor or layman, just brag on themselves and on the ministry more than they bless God for the ministry. In God we boast all the day long and praise that name. We should be bragging about the Lord. We should be saying, thank God that he saved me. That's why I'm here. Thank God for my wife. Thank God for my children. Thank God for the bus ministry. Thank God for the radio program. Thank God for Chick Tracks. By the way, Chick Publications, every time they meet for work, they have devotions unto the Lord. One time they didn't, and they didn't sell a track for months. So they went right back to their devotions to the Lord every morning. That means they were reading the Bible, praying together as a group. And look what God is doing to that ministry. Without me, the Bible says, you can do nothing. We can do nothing. We need to brag on God. So in conclusion to this message, who gets the praise when God uses man? Who gets the praise when God uses man? It's clear from these verses that we have read out of God's word that God should get all the praise. It says, in God we boast all the day long. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help remind us always that you should always get the praise. You, oh God, and you use you because of your power, we're able to do a ministry, fulfill the Great Commission, and we see that you give the increase. Remind us of this, oh Lord. It's not us. It's not a tool. It's not a ministry that we came up with. It's always you, God. Thank you, God, for teaching us and helping us all the day long. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.